right, Elise Castle, here we go.
All right, Mike Jensen, let's go.
So today we're talking about Cock-a-doodle-doo.
I got a crow. Mary Martin, Peter Pan.
Oh, I have no idea. This originally was on October 15th, 2000, written by Michael Patrick King, directed by Alan Coulter.
Can I just tell a really funny story about Mary Martin, Peter Pan?
Sure.
It's my favorite story ever. So back when Barnes & Noble was in Lincoln Center, when they had that, like, Barnes & Noble.
Gotcha.
They used to do all of the Broadway stuff there all the time. It was like the Broadway-centric Barnes & Noble. And my friend Jake was there once, and he said he was just standing in line, and he overheard an elderly gentleman, while he was holding a copy of Kathy Rigby's Peter Pan on DVD, screaming at the employee, "I said Mary Martin." And I just love that. That's all. Sorry.
So our DVD recap. Can it be that the problem isn't them, it's us? It's always about trying to sleep with men, whether they're in feathers or feather boas, as Carrie and Samantha struggle with their noisy neighbors. Carrie has roosters on the roof next door, and Samantha has transsexual hookers outside her window every night. Miranda is worried that her life, and her Chinese food, is in a rut, and Charlotte needs to stop obsessing over Trey.
I don't get that first part. It's all about sleeping with men, whether it's no. Whatever. What I did notice right away is it was like guest starring Chris Noth. And I'm like, yay. And then it was like, and John Corbett. And I was like, ugh. And then it was like, and David Eisenberg. And I'm like, oh, wow. Triple header is going to be happening here.
And?
Oh, and
Kyle MacLachlan.
Yeah, but I like assumed.
Right.
I mean, I guess I forgot. They dumped each other or they broke up last
week. I was going to say that I feel like the working title of this episode was The Men All Come Back.
Right.
Like we have
except for Skipper.
Except for Skipper.
And where's Magda?
So we're awoken by roosters.
What?
Yes.
Carrie is perplexed.
Yes.
I would be pissed. I would be very annoyed.
Yeah, and she's like, this is what happens on your 73rd Street rent control apartment when you're animal hospital adjacent.
I did have, two things.
And she keeps saying chickens.
Right, she does keep saying chickens. I can't imagine that she's the only person being bothered by this.
Unless her hours are different. Well, we do find out that it is over, like, her apartment is overlooking them.
Right. So they're right there.
Yeah.
We do, I assume that she's said that she has a rent control apartment before this, or has she ever mentioned that?
I feel like it.
Because that is, someone was asking me, like, how much is her apartment? And I think we just established that it's much less expensive than that apartment could be. So we actually then cut to Samantha, who was also having trouble sleeping.
There they were, Samantha's friendly neighborhood pre-op transsexual hookers.
And she refers to them as pre-op transsexual hookers, half man, half woman, totally annoying. And I was like, there's going to be a lot of problems with this storyline for me.
I think that, yeah.
Because here's the thing, if you're going to refer to them as trans, then they're not half man, half woman, right? So like, they're, whether or not they've had the surgery, gender and sex are two different things.
Right.
So, I mean, yes, this is 2000.
It's 2000, and I think that she's also, I mean, you wouldn't write it this way today.
Right.
But no, I think she's referring to the genitalia and not the sex.
We just need that woke Charlotte meme to come in here and explain it all to her that she's wrong. So, I mean, let's just put it out there now that the storyline is problematic.
Sure. Yes, absolutely.
With pronouns.
And we do have the quote that I didn't write down.
Oh yeah. this is like, this is the best quote ever. You better get that thing out of my ass or I'm going to shit on it.
It's pretty good.
How many times have you said that
in your
life?
I've said it so many times. So many times.
Well, let's give credit where credit's due for these three. We have, what are their character names?
So there's Destiny,
China,
and Joe.
And
we don't learn their names yet, but that is their names.
Yeah, they're played by T. Oliver Reed, who is a Broadway person currently in Once on This Island.
Which is amazing.
Oh, yeah,
have
it's
a chance
incredible.
To see, it's like the greatest thing.
And then we have Karen Covergirl, who was a performer and passed away last year.
Yes.
In 2017. passed away, and in the research we did, we found that Karen Covergirl performed at Stonewall and La Esquilita and The Monster, and so a lot of New York City gay places. And then Michael Jefferson, who...
We can't find.
I mean, it's just a very common
name. It's a common name.
It's easier to look up Karen Covergirl than it is to look up Michael Jefferson.
So we cut to brunch, and is that the dirtiest thing you've ever heard?
And Carrie's like, I would hope so. And I'm like, oh, would you, Carrie? Because you're a sex columnist. This shouldn't be the dirtiest thing you've ever heard. She has a large bouquet brooch.
Yes.
I like it.
Okay, I like that you like that. I just wrote problematic word.
Yeah, tranny. And it's just... Chicks with dicks. Yeah.
Once again, there are going to be issues here.
And there's been a lot of, like, evolving with that word, even in the past 10 years, which I think is great. Because I think... You know, the trans community is like, no, that's not a nice thing to do and or say, and it's, you know, it's not appropriate.
Yeah.
And because I would say even 10 years ago, less than that, it was widely used.
Well, I mean, I've heard arguments on both sides of it from this person, but when RuPaul's Drag Race first came out, like you've got she-male and definitely use the word tranny. And, it, you know, even in that community, I think there's a certain struggle of, like, what is appropriate and what isn't.
Right.
So, she sort of... Samantha refers to pseudo-straight men from New Jersey. And it's sort of all of this... I like it because it feels like old times. Like, they're just having brunch and having fun. And then you kind of cut to Charlotte, who is there, but isn't really there.
Right,
you know?
But she even says, like, it's like old times. We're all sitting here having our egg white omelet.
I was married, and now what? I'm single again?
Carrie, at one point, referring to Samantha's issue, says that I thought my roof chickens were bad. And this is before I knew what exactly she was talking about. And I was like, they're not on your roof.
Because I
was like, you looked out the window at them, and that just got me so angry. I'm like, they're not on your roof, Carrie.
And then we have, you know, I'll never be single again. I'll be divorced. And the only thing worse than being 34 is single is being 34 and divorced. And then I like that Miranda steps in and is like, yeah, there actually is a worse thing than that.
Right. There's a lot of worse things
than
that.
Which is the thing that I always say when someone is like, oh, it's so terrible. I'm like, well,
You could have been in that relationship.
Yeah, that was you had an option.
I can think of something worse. Being 34 and trapped in a marriage that doesn't work. Did I try hard enough?
Hard being the operative word.
Sweetie, Trey has an impotence problem.
Ah! I am so sick of talking about Trey. I think and talk about Trey all the time. Just change the subject, please. Just talk about the up my ass stuff.
There's a reference made about things being so hard, and Samantha... Samantha has a comeback about that's the problem.
That was the problem.
It's too soon, Samantha.
Yeah, come on.
Like, let's give it a minute. Maybe not the right time.
But and Charlotte then, cuts him off.
Yeah,
she's sick of talking about trade talk. Let's go back to up the ass stuff.
Yeah.
Which Charlotte is Mrs. Up the Butt.
She is. So,
perfect.
She could be a guest star.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie Vitz is the vet.
Yep. And then I wrote, oh, the chickens are on their roof.
Yes.
So I got it.
You were super angry for about 2.5 minutes.
I know. I was really mad. And then I just wrote, yeah, don't you feel like a dick now, Carrie? That woman was like, well, they were rescued from, you know, a cockfighting ring in the Bronx.
Now, true story, I lived in the Bronx when this episode came out. And this was a thing. Like, this was a really common thing. Like, you would hear on the news often about, like, the cockfight in the Bronx that had been, like, caught up by the police the night before.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It is really, really terrible.
It makes me very, very sad.
So then Carrie feels bad and is like, well, no, they've had a traumatic life enough, let them stay on the roof.
Yeah.
Don't worry, they have a very lovely life.
No, that's all right. I'll get over it.
Fatty.
We cut to what Mike says to me weekly. Hey, Fatty, you hungry?
I have never said that once until now, and now it's going to happen
all the time. After we record everything. And the answer will always just be yes.
Yes. Miranda calls for food.
Is this the first time we get her exact address?
Yes.
Address, please.
331 West 78th Street, apartment 4F.
Okay.
I'd like to order some chicken with broccoli and a brown
sauce with brown rice, cold noodles. I know. Every night the same.
Yeah, so they do. And this is very rarely now. There are some places that you can't order online, but...
Yeah, that's funny. I wouldn't have thought about that because I feel like I ordered from the place that this was based on. Because I feel like this girl used to pick up when I would call Ming's Wok. And that's where I ordered all of my Chinese food and, like, had a very, very similar greeting and very similar experience.
I mean, I feel like that's, this is just kind of the basis of a lot of, but yeah, when I first moved to New York was before Seamless was a thing, but not a lot of restaurants had caught on to it.
I still have a drawer in my kitchen full of menus.
Takeout menus.
Yeah. Which, who uses those anymore?
No,
you just do everything online.
Online through Seamless Web or Grubhub or delivery, like there's all these places that you can order from, and it's so easy. It blows people's mind, I think, that come to New York. And now it is nationwide. My parents in Detroit have it for some places. But I'm not kidding you, at almost any time of the day, at any, like, you can just be like, I want Indian food, and it's just with a click of a button, your credit card's attached. Dangerous.
So we cut to them walking down, they're on Hudson, right?
Yes, I meant to look up what Ruby Fruit was.
Oh, Ruby Fruit was a lesbian bar.
Oh.
That's, oh, has it been gone for that long?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it, I mean,
I just know of Henrietta Hudson.
That, yeah, they both used to exist. That's really funny. I guess I'm going to look up and see when it closed. We have no time to do this because we're very pressed for time. But I'm still going to...
I mean, I've never heard of Ruby Fruit. I know the Cubby Hole.
Tell me more lesbian bars, Elise.
Well, in Detroit, there was one called Stilettos.
Ruby Fruit, NYC. Permanently closed. Yeah, it was on Hudson. That's... Yeah, I guess I knew that it closed as of, like, 2008.
And guess when I moved here?
2008. Split-level bar and restaurant for those seeking mainstream sapphic thrills. Anyways, yeah, so Ruby Fruit was there. I love Carrie's shirt.
Yeah, it's a very Dixie Chicks in concert.
Okay. It looks very Cavalli to me. I wonder if it actually is. I don't know who the designer is.
Oh, fashion-forward Jensen.
I know
she has
some
a matching
things.
Pant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, her outfit's great.
Miranda's in, like, a nice, understated, strapless red dress. Which
and
I like.
Is worried that she's in a rut.
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting home with my cat, ordering the same thing almost every night. The only thing that could make it sadder is if I had a Kathy comic taped to my refrigerator door.
Never say Kathy comic to me again.
I feel like that's rude. Kathy can be kind of funny.
Yeah, she's like, ack.
Andy Samberg does a really good Kathy.
Isn't that Kathy,
yeah,
right?
It is, it is. Sweat mark.
Ack.
Yeah.
No one knows comics anymore either.
Oh, I guess that's true. Well, is that true?
I mean, do you think the kids these days are going to the paper and being like, can I have the funnies, Dad? No,
aww,
they're like, give me your phone, I want to play Candy Crush. I did that, though, and I'm like on the younger, I'm considered a millennial, I think. I'm 33.
I think you, I am not.
Okay. Yeah, I'm considered a millennial, so, and I still definitely did that.
And then they see them.
Steve and Aiden and dogs.
What are they doing together? What are they, friends now?
Apparently, this is bad.
Did we ever have a situation where the two of them
no.
were in the same room together?
Yeah, I don't know when they became friends.
There wasn't even a crossover. I mean, there was barely a crossover.
Yeah.
Because Easy Come, Easy Go is when Miranda and Steve broke up, and that's the same episode where Carrie and Big started having an affair. So there was some crossover.
Maybe they met at a dog park.
Maybe.
You know, and also I thought it was so funny that they ran into that building alcove, and Miranda has the comment that they have two options. We can either run the other way or move into this building.
I love it so much.
Which, when was that episode where Miranda, when they were going to buy those flowers from the bodega, and they just ran away too?
End of season two, I
want
to say.
Sees her
very
ex.
End of season two. And it was him. Mm-hmm. So this is sort of that moment of like, we're either going to do it again. And Carrie's like, no, we have to.
Oh, it was Steve last time too.
Yeah, it was. They're at Cowgirl.
I know Cowgirl.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's where they're. I mean, I'm one like 99% certain that they're.
They've
at
got
Cowgirl
good nachos there.
And I love like, what do you think they're talking about?
Their dogs?
Yeah, here's their dog conversation. How's your dog? Good. How's yours? Good. Was that those two bitches who ruined our lives?
So yeah, they she ran last time. They're not going to run this time. What I will say is, that's how you want to look when you run into your ex.
Yes.
They both look fantastic.
They do look great.
So, yeah, I don't know Aiden's facial hair. I know you don't like him in general. I like Aiden, and I'm wishy-washy on the goatee.
And you can tell right away that Steve's, like, cool with it,
yeah,
and Aiden is
the
not.
The two attitudes are very different.
And Aiden immediately, like, is like, all right, well, how can I make this not awkward? Pete, look who's here!
Yeah.
You know? And then we realize...
Well, there's four drinks at a
table. Yeah, there's four drinks. Well, also, we don't know the other dog's name yet. We don't know the dog's name yet.
I know it.
I know, but I don't.
I kept waiting for him to say it.
No, he doesn't. Because Miranda just goes, look how big he got.
He's starting college.
Yeah.
He must be so proud.
And then we notice she goes, wow, double fisting. What did we do to you guys? And then we meet Jessica.
The girlfriends.
And
Jessica.
Sharon.
I want to point out.
Or Jessica and Susan.
I want to point out we meet Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
We don't meet Barbara. So this is not the woman that Steve had, like, leaving messages on.
Okay.
I did look it up because I was curious as to whether we were meeting the woman. So not only does Steve have a new girlfriend, he's gone through another girlfriend to get to Jessica. Oh, shoot. I so meant to look this up to see, like, if I could recognize her. Jessica is played by Emily Klein,
who also played Ashley B. in the second episode of Sex and the City.
Who's Ashley B.?
One of the models. Maybe we'll have to, like, look it up and, like, do a side-by-side picture.
Okay.
Because, yeah, this actress has been on this show before.
Most guys just think you're dumb, but I'm really very literary. I read. I'll sit down and I'll read a whole magazine from cover to cover.
And then, yeah, Susan, Rebecca Boyd. Susan's not allowed to talk.
Gotta pay you more.
Yeah, exactly.
And then at the end, Carrie's like, it's really good to see you, Aiden. And he just...
No, it's so awkward. I mean, they did the right thing, but, like, it's an awkward, like, it's an awkward ending to the conversation.
Then they run into each other, literally.
It's an awkward exit. Yeah, it's pretty awkward. And we cut to Charlotte's.
Unpacking. Why are the books in bubble wrap?
Maybe they're very delicate books. So there was an episode in season two when Big, that magical moment where Big joins them all at the restaurant.
Yes.
And there's a scene that I talked about. This is once again me being.
Is that when they're at that belly dancing restaurant?
No, different restaurant. This is when there's like down the stairs.
Yes.
And it's when it's raining and Miranda goes and meets Steve outside. Miranda and Steve have a conversation and it's just a directing thing that I talked about how the way it is staged, it's a one take shot. But it looks like the camera changes angles because of the way it's staged. I'm being kind of nerdy right now. This scene is the exact opposite. Oh. I had to rewind this scene to make sure that it wasn't a one shot, well, like a one take shot, because the way it's filmed is so fluid, but it is many takes. That was me being kind of nerdy. But I think my point being, the directing of this scene, I think, is really, really cool. It's really, really well done. Yeah. And it's sort of like, well, they're over us.
Yeah.
And we get to, like, women sit around obsessing and men just say, all righty.
And Miranda has another one of those big martinis. I'm nervous for her.
Yeah, and Samantha objects.
As soon as my relationships are over, I move on.
Relationships?
You know, dates.
Carrie says that she doesn't think that she obsesses.
Honey, you look back so much, you should have a relationship rearview mirror.
Relationships may appear closer than they actually are.
Well, I didn't obsess about Aiden. Aiden was clear. I heard him. He moved on.
And just, it's easier for men. And I do wonder what the picture is. There's a moment where Carrie, like, shows Charlotte a picture. Or maybe it's the opposite. One of them, like, shows a framed picture.
I'm sure it's a picture of, like, her and Trey. Like, a wedding picture.
Probably.
Or something.
But that, I don't know. That seems rude.
Yeah. And then Charlotte's like, I wish there were no men.
If there were no men, then we wouldn't feel hurt. And we wouldn't be disappointed.
And we get to then Carrie by herself as she ruminates. And we get to the question.
The problem isn't them. But horror of horrors, is it us?
Sometimes it's you.
Yeah. A lot of times it's...
I think you have to take a certain amount of responsibility in a relationship.
Yeah, Carrie. Just in general, take some responsibility.
Right. Sometimes someone else is just awful. Every once in a while, that's the case. But usually, it's not a bad idea to sit back and be like, all right, well, what part did I play in that?
Oh, wait. Maybe I slept with my ex-boyfriend who's married in his new apartment with his wife, and she walked in, and then she chased after me and fell down her stairs and broke her tooth, and then I... stalked her and ruined her lunch.
Yeah.
Could I have a part in that?
Yeah. No. Yeah. So that's where I stand on that question. Yeah. Usually you do have something to do with it and it's good to think about it. So we cut to, it looks like Samantha was at the pool.
Yes.
I guess that's her bra and underwear, but it just looks like a swimsuit with a cover up.
The Up My Ass players were in the middle of their late night repertory. Much Ado About Up My Ass and Long Day's Journey Up My Ass.
So Samantha goes to confront them. You can see the high line in the background, for the record. We mentioned that sometimes. We were just there and we were like, I wonder if that's Samantha's building.
We didn't want to go through that again.
I mean, no, we're not going to deal with that again. And this actually goes pretty well.
Yeah.
So yeah, she has a request.
We're like, yeah.
This is where we meet Destiny, China, and Joe. And it all seems to go pretty well.
They love her shoes.
They love her shoes. She walks away. We kind of have a truce. Everything seems fine.
Sorry to wake you, baby. We'll take it down here a bit.
I appreciate it. By the way, I'm Samantha.
Destiny.
China. Joe.
No, we. She got the E cut off.
I told you I was
Carrie is awoken by a phone call.
On her 1940s telephone.
Uh-huh. And it's at 11:30 in the morning. No, no shade. I'm a late sleeper.
Yeah.
And it's big.
So tell me, is red a mistake?
In what way?
I'm repainting my bedroom.
And I kind of always have wanted a red wall.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. I think it looks really cool.
Yeah, but most people that get them regret them.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true.
It is a bit much.
It is a lot.
And he says, roosters crow.
Yeah, once again, we have the chicken versus rooster thing. And he wants to have lunch.
The boathouse at Central Park.
How about Saturday, too? Carrie?
I'm nodding.
Have you ever eaten the boathouse before?
I wrote the boathouse at Central Park. I've been there. I haven't been there. I've been at the one that's in like the 70s on the West End.
Okay. I've been
to
that one too.
What's that one called? The Boat
Basin?
Boat Basin. Which is completely different. At the Boat Basin, you're like paying for the view and you're just getting chicken fingers and fries.
Yeah, basically. No, Boathouse is apparently very, very nice. I've never gone to actual... Also, so many things are filmed here. It's very, very famous. There's a little bar adjacent to it that are for the people like me that can't quite afford to go to the actual boathouse. And that is where you get, if you're going to rent a little boat to go around the duck pond. And I have done that before, which is fun until you're in the middle of the duck pond and then you're like, well, now I'm just sitting in a boat in the middle of the duck pond.
Shout out to Tom, who proposed to Ben on the boat.
Shout out.
It was very beautiful.
So now we get to thrift store shopping. I'm not a good thrift store shopper.
Oh, I like it. I mean, I haven't done it here because I have this fear of bed bugs. But in Michigan, I was like definitely a thrift store queen.
Do you think I can get away with a hanging there baby halter top?
I bet that Carrie buys that shirt.
And I like that Miranda once again is looking at like a traditional...
Well, I wrote Miranda already owns that shirt.
Yeah. Like, remember when that guy was staring at her?
She has it like in so many
colors. That guy was staring at her and she was like, I feel sexy. And she's in like... I was like, you're once again in like a traditional Chinese garment.
Yeah, so Carrie buys that shirt. Miranda already owns that shirt. And this is where Carrie tells Miranda that she's meeting Big for lunch. And doesn't take it well.
No.
I'm not holding your hand through this again. I'm not asking you to hold my anything. We're just having lunch.
It's a huge mistake.
It is not a huge mistake. It's lunch.
Wake up, Carrie. How many more times are you going to go through this?
And here's the thing. I don't think either of them are behaving great here.
No.
Because that's not a nice... I can imagine being in that situation where you're like, I don't want to hear about this. Like, fine, live your life. But you know how I feel about it and I don't want to hear about it. Not the correct way to treat a friend. And then Carrie is pretty vicious back to her.
Not everyone's as tough as you, Miranda. Some of us make mistakes.
Yeah, and you're just so judgmental, and you threw Steve away.
I know, but Miranda did say that she was pathetic and needy. So they're kind of like, I know you're on Team Miranda, and I don't really care. So I think it's...
I'm not on Team Miranda necessarily in this situation. I don't think Miranda behaved well either. But I think this is a fight. Like, this is their first big fight, we find out. And neither of them are behaving terrifically.
No, and Carrie just walks out. Or Miranda just walks out.
Miranda walks out.
I'm waiting for her to trip just because it was such a long exit. Right. I was like, where's the comedic, like...
And I do kind of want you to, you know, bank this in your brain. A moment where they're in a fight and Miranda walks away.
Perfect. That's just perfect. Walk away.
There was that girl in the background who was just kind of like, ooh.
Oh, yeah. I did notice
I liked
that.
Her good, like, reaction
acting.
Yeah,
it was good. So Carrie returns home to no message.
Yep. And
but
she's
also,
about
even
to...
she isn't sure what to say.
Right.
So this is when Miranda calls the restaurant again, and yeah, this is when I wrote down the address.
Yeah, and the woman starts to laugh at her, and...
Miranda's not going to take
it. No, she's not going to take it. She's going to go to Shanghai Garden.
Yeah, she's
going to
go and confront her.
Oh, sorry. 73.
And we realize that's just how that
girl
acts.
She's just a giggler.
And what's her name?
Her name is Vivian Bang.
Mm-hmm.
This is only her second credit, but she works a lot.
Yeah, and she also produces and creates things. And yeah.
So she does a lot of work.
I like her name.
And yeah, she's just a giggler. And then Miranda...
sees Steve.
There's
which
Steve.
Which is, you know, Shanghai Garden was their place. And
yeah.
There he is.
We'll just go with it.
What?
Have we ever seen... I mean, have we seen them at this restaurant?
No, but
it's
fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's TV.
Well, it might be their place when like he was at her house.
Yeah.
Well, wait,
true.
He moved in there. I don't know. So then she walks over and he's like, "Are you by yourself?" And she's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Me too. Sit down. I got this whole bowl of crunchies."
Oh, I miss those crunchies.
I love
that.
I just I love these. You know who else loves those crunchies?
Who?
My parents' dog, Glenn. He like he just knows they're there and he does not cry over food. He's not a food driven dog. He's toy driven. But those crunchy wontons
get him every time.
Every time.
And then we just have their conversation that I think is actually pretty sweet. And Miranda just kind of being like, how bad was it?
I didn't throw you away. Did
yeah,
I?
That's sad. That makes me sad.
But she said that, huh?
Well, I didn't exactly say nice things to her either. I just don't want her to get hurt again, you know?
So you yelled at her?
Yeah.
Sounds about par.
And then the waitress comes over with the menu and she's like, I don't need this. And then she's, you know, decides
she's gonna
to try
something new.
I wonder what she gets.
I wonder. And now we get to Samantha in bed.
I can't believe it. They go away for one night and then they're back three nights in a row.
Yeah, we go to...
Samantha can't concentrate.
No, she cannot concentrate because of those ladies outside. And she's very agitated. And we find out she pays $7,000 a month.
And then I blacked out. I wrote it down. I was like, oh, I didn't pay attention for like the next 30 seconds. $7,000 a month for a studio?
I mean, that's outrageous now.
Yes. That's insane to me. I kind of can't comprehend that.
Like, how much money does she make then?
I don't know. So this goes less well.
When I was moving in New York, the thing was like, you don't want to pay more than $700 a person. Like, that was kind of like the thing. So most 2 to 3 bedrooms were, most like 3 bedrooms when I was looking were like $2,100 to $2,400.
Yeah.
But also that was like in Queens and Washington Heights.
Sure. It is surprising you get that much. I get that it's like the trendy neighborhood, but it's wasn't at this point a nice neighborhood. Like, I remember that neighborhood in 2000. Like,
I feel like even now an apartment in Tribeca for $7,000 a month seems outrageous. Yeah.
So this is where we find out the reason why that character was even named Destiny. We once again have like a pun name where it's just because she has a date with Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
I will come up there and kick your ass, bitch!
She has good aim.
She does.
And Jack Hartnett is out of there. That's the guy who plays the hot guy.
He's like, come on, baby. Come on, baby. I'm like, ew. Get out of there.
He's still hot, though. I don't
care. Get out of there anyway. So, yeah, then Carrie just can't with the chickens anymore.
Well, first Charlotte is reading the Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
And Trey arrives.
Honey, we're separated.
I know.
Yeah, so then Carrie's still awake. And she calls. She's like, I'm done.
I can't with the chickens. But she's not that mean about it.
She's not. She's like, move them to the basement.
And then
Which, once again, I can't imagine that she's the only one to have had a problem with this.
No. And then we cut back to Charlotte and Trey. And
we get their little post-coital.
Which I wrote Charlotte's growing up.
Yeah.
Because if you notice, Trey at this moment is kind of the Charlotte, where he's like, I'm a certain age and I felt like I should be married. And
you didn't really want to marry me.
I think it may have had something to do with the fact that I maybe didn't want to get married to anybody.
Then why did you?
I married you because I knew I'd never find anyone as wonderful as you to marry.
Which is a lovely thing to say, except for the fact that...
You don't want to be married.
You don't want to be married.
But at least, you know, who knows what's going to happen next? I don't know. I feel like it's going to be one of those things like, I love you, but I don't... Like, we don't want the same things, and they maybe part that way. And at least Charlotte knows that it wasn't her that couldn't do it for him, and...
Stay tuned.
Who knows? I mean, or maybe it becomes a thing where they're just like F buddies. We'll see.
So yeah, Samantha has a visitor.
He may have gone away, a pre-op transsexual, but he came back loaded with eggs.
She has a visitor throwing eggs at her window, and I'm like, why would you open the window then? No, I mean, I get it,
maybe
Mike, for TV
like,
comedy, and so she can get eggs
tired.
In the face.
Like, maybe she's like, what is going on? And yeah, she's got a good aim too.
Yep, egg in her face.
Both very good aim. So now we get to Carrie at the boathouse,
mm-hmm.
calling Miranda from a payphone.
Because she's nervy.
Yeah.
She and looks great.
I feel like this dress is very famous. I feel like I could have looked it up
okay.
to see who it is. But yeah, and Miranda's advice is basically just don't let him kiss you.
That seems to be where you get into trouble.
Carrie?
I'm nodding.
I enjoy.
Yeah.
And yeah, that dress.
I was like, is this a new thing?
That dress is so beautiful. Yeah, so maybe because I know what's going to happen, he just looks precariously close to the water there. So when she goes over to greet and he kind of goes in for the kiss.
Fun fact, Sarah Jessica Parker cut her foot when she fell.
Yeah.
She immediately got a tetanus shot. Yes. I'm glad they let us know that.
Also, here's the other thing. I don't know. You could pay me enough to do that. But it would have to be a good amount. Like, do you want to put your feet in the duck pond? Like, that's just so gross to me. The idea of, like, submerging your body in that water... She lost her purse.
He gets it. he dives in it.
It's very... I remember there being, like, shots of this. There were, like, you know, tabloid shots of them in the water. And it was a big thing. Yeah, and then we get back to his place with the red wall.
And I immediately thought, like, oh, so he just magically had two matching robes. So I love that she makes that comment of...
Exactly how many terry cloth robes do you have?
3 or 4.
And then, you know, was it all my fault?
No, it wasn't all your fault.
Man, we really screwed that up. What were we thinking?
And yeah, he wants to know if she wants to stay a while.
I can't.
Why?
Because, sweet friend, you and I are like that red wall. It's a good idea in theory, but somehow doesn't quite work.
They're gonna have sex again. Like, I'm
I know,
not...
just they're like flirty back and forth. Like, they're looking and giggle, and I'm like... Grr!
What was that?
Grr! Yeah, they're weird flirty back and forth. Annoys me, but whatever. So Carrie arrives home dressed in only a men's shirt.
Yeah, I broke... just belt it. Like, that's totally from a couple episodes. Just belt it.
Just belt it. And Miranda left a message.
Hey, it's me. I'm just wondering how it all went. Call me when you get home.
The roosters are gone. She still calls them chickens.
Yeah. Can't get...
still has to call them chickens. And we get to a barbecue on Samantha's roof.
Was this, like, the intro of the flirtini?
I just wrote flirtinis. Yeah, flirtinis never became a thing.
But they tried. Like. You could
they
tell.
Did try.
Because they gave you that full recipe.
I've made them before. They're pretty...
what is
yummy.
It again?
Flirtinis, vodka, pineapple, and champagne. Flirtinis.
And Charlotte's still talking about Trey.
Trey called me 3 times last week. He is just dying to get back together, but I don't know. I mean, is that wise?
Yeah, Charlotte's talking about Trey. The song playing is called Above the Clouds.
I really like this song.
Sam is in a sexy gingham... like, she's trying to pull Carrie's look from the park that one day, I think. Okay. I think she just borrowed that outfit, remember?
Yeah. Carrie's street voice makes me uncomfortable.
Oh, this, you know, I thought the whole thing was problematic. When she's trying to, like, imitate the voice.
You're the flower. Look
what
up.
Do you mean, you with the flower? You talking to me?
That's you, girl.
But I do like the note that we end on.
Yeah.
They have a lovely life. Because I don't feel like any of them end on terribly optimistic terms. No. This is a season that kind of ends with all of them uncertain as to what is going to happen next.
And but it's like back to where they started.
Yeah, and they're fine. And I like that philosophy of, like, things aren't great, but it's fine. They have a lovely life. Like,
we have a lovely life. We ruined Natasha's, but ours is great.
Natasha's fine. That guy was pretty cute she was meeting. And that's it. That's season 3.
I couldn't help but wonder. I had a good one. Like, I thought of it on the way here. I was like, I'm going to do this.
I couldn't help but wonder how they convinced those two actors to jump into the duck pond.
Oh, really?
Ugh. That, I find that so... I don't do great with, like, still bodies of water. Like, I will walk in the ocean and be fine. Something about a lake or a pond where it's, like, just still water is so disturbing to me.
Well, I couldn't help but wonder what the dog's name is.
Okay, well, I could tell you, but I won't.
Hey, fatty, you hungry?
Kind of am. Hey, Wonders. Yeah, that's what I've decided to call our listeners. Slight change of plans. We're going to save our season 3 recap for next week. A, we want to bridge the gap between episodes, and B, it's not ready. In the meantime, you can visit us at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWpodcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out theaterpodcastproductions.com to see all the work that he does. We would love it if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. And don't forget to change your settings to play in sequential order. Join us next week for the recap. Looking at.
Is that a new setup?
No. Well, yeah, usually it's right here, but I moved everything aside.
Okay. Sorry. His printer and paper shredder are in a different spot. Where's Rosie?
She's hiding behind that towel.
She naked?
Oh.
Okay. Don't fact check me. I wrote that shit down.
No, I know that you're right, but I thought that I wrote it down and it's not here, which makes me worried that I'm looking at incomplete nodes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see that Hudson is a cross street. Or you see Greenwich is across street.
Oh, Charles?
Charles is across street.
Yeah, I think they're on Hudson. Yeah. I think that's what Ruby Fruit is on.
It's a very high-waisted thong.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wait. Sorry, I'm thinking of the wrong thing. I also watched American Psycho last night, and I'm thinking of the scene where Patrick Bateman brings the two women over and is like, dance for me, and she had a very high-waisted thong.
I got a text from Elise in the middle of the evening that was like, American Psycho is outrageous. Like, yeah.
We all know I'm the grand dame of 2000 and late.
1998 when that movie
2000,
came out.
2000, we Googled okay. it. I'm like, have you seen this? Also, I want you to bank this in your brain. I don't know. Oh, Amazon told me on the side that Sarah Jessica Parker's brother was a PA on Sex in the City. Production assistant.
Thanks, Amazon.